B. Listen to the interview with Emma. Complete the information. Write 1 to 5 words or numbers.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. You grew up in an Amish community, but you left your community. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but first of all, we are going to talk about some different ways of life and the needs in education in this part of the show. So, we'd like to know something about your time as a child in the community. What is it like to be an Amish schoolgirl?
Well, usually at age 6, Amish children start first grade. They attend a one-room schoolhouse that includes grades 1 through 8. There are usually 30 to 35 students, many of which are brothers, sisters, and cousins. School is usually within walking distance of home.
And what are the different kinds of things that you learn in school?
Well, we learn reading, writing, mathematics, and moral standards like patience, cooperation, and obedience. We learn nothing about the world outside.
So what does a typical school day look like for you?
Following the old traditions of one-room public schools, classes begin at 8:30 and end at 3:30 p.m. The day is divided into 4 periods with breaks and lunch in between. The day begins with Bible reading, hymn singing, and praying.
So what are some different activities that the teachers and students like to do?
The teachers and sometimes a teacher's assistant will move about the room, teaching different ages, while the other ages read or prepare for their time teaching. At break and lunch, the children play games and get plenty of exercise. Softball is very popular. You will find a playing field at almost every Amish school. At the end of the day, the students walk home.
So you said that Amish boys and girls go to school for 8 years. What do they do after they finish schooling?
Some boys go back to the farm to continue learning agricultural skills. Others might start a training at an Amish shop to provide living for their future families. Girls improve their homemaking skills together with their mothers.
So what were the main reasons for leaving your community?
Oh, that one's quite easy. Freedom.
Freedom to do what?
Freedom to get more education, freedom to be able to go to work outside the community, freedom to have the choice to go somewhere where there are less rules, and to be able to drive to work instead of using horse and a buggy. I wanted a different lifestyle. Things like that.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to be interviewed today, and good luck with everything in your future life.
Now listen again.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. You grew up in an Amish community, but you left your community. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but first of all, we are going to talk about some different ways of life and the needs in education in this part of the show. So, we'd like to know something about your time as a child in the community. What is it like to be an Amish schoolgirl?
Well, usually at age 6, Amish children start first grade. They attend a one-room schoolhouse that includes grades 1 through 8. There are usually 30 to 35 students, many of which are brothers, sisters, and cousins. School is usually within walking distance of home.
And what are the different kinds of things that you learn in school?
Well, we learn reading, writing, mathematics, and moral standards like patience, cooperation, and obedience. We learn nothing about the world outside.
So what does a typical school day look like for you?
Following the old traditions of one-room public schools, classes begin at 8:30 and end at 3:30 p.m. The day is divided into 4 periods with breaks and lunch in between. The day begins with Bible reading, hymn singing, and praying.
So what are some different activities that the teachers and students like to do?
The teachers and sometimes a teacher's assistant will move about the room, teaching different ages, while the other ages read or prepare for their time teaching. At break and lunch, the children play games and get plenty of exercise. Softball is very popular. You will find a playing field at almost every Amish school. At the end of the day, the students walk home.
So you said that Amish boys and girls go to school for 8 years. What do they do after they finish schooling?
Some boys go back to the farm to continue learning agricultural skills. Others might start a training at an Amish shop to provide living for their future families. Girls improve their homemaking skills together with their mothers.
So what were the main reasons for leaving your community?
Oh, that one's quite easy. Freedom.
Freedom to do what?
Freedom to get more education, freedom to be able to go to work outside the community, freedom to have the choice to go somewhere where there are less rules, and to be able to drive to work instead of using horse and a buggy. I wanted a different lifestyle. Things like that.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to be interviewed today, and good luck with everything in your future life.